What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I am one of your hosts, Greg Miller, and I am joined by no one. Obviously, if you're watching on YouTube, you see that. Don't worry, it's not a one-man show for this entire time. Instead, what you're about to watch and or listen to is our panel from RTX at Home that we recorded on Thursday, September 17th. It's all of Kind of Funny, minus Cool Greg, who, of course, is still being chased by the police somewhere, I believe. Yeah, it's just us hanging out, talking the shit, doing a Kind of Funny podcast for a brand new audience, you know what I mean, having good times. So we thought, rather than bore them with the intro and all that stuff, we'd explain it to you since you're getting it in a different way. So as a reminder, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather around this table, each bringing a random topic of discussion in their lives or whatever the fuck they want to bullshit about to bullshit about with you. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can give us your topics, of course, your questions, your concerns, everything to be part of the show, as so many of you did for this episode. But of course, on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can get each and every episode ad-free. You can get it with the exclusive post show we do. And of course, you'd get access to exclusive perks on Patreon, like Greg Way, my exclusive show once a month on Patreon. I digress, though. Yeah, if you don't want to give us any bucks, I understand. Go to youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe each and every week to get a brand spanking new episode for you to enjoy. Some housekeeping for you. Thank you, our Patreon producers, Mohammed Mohammed, aka Momo, Stevie Combs, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Blackjack, Lee Palero, Kieran O'Donnell, Steve Powers, and Chaminda Hangopolo. Thank you all for your support. We love and appreciate you. Today, we're brought to you by ExpressVPN, Upstart, and AT&T 5G cross Samsung. But I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's go watch me yell at people in the Rooster Teeth audience during our RTX at Home panel. What's up, RTX at Home? My name is Greg Miller, and we are Kind of Funny. If you didn't know, we are a troupe of podcasters, YouTubers out of San Francisco, California. And of course, this panel is called Kind of Funny. We still need your sub more than Funhouse does. Because of course, at RTX's of the way back era, we used to do these things where we'd be like, hey, you know what? Kind of Funny is struggling. Of course, we're a small group. We need your sub. And you all came and you would laugh. But here's what I've noticed is that you fuck faces wouldn't subscribe. So what I've done is Andy, shut it for a second. On your precious r/roosterteeth subreddit, I've gone over there and made the following post. Hey, we should all subscribe to Kind of Funny Games. And you can go there and you can just click on it and it'll take you to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and you can click the subscribe button. I've also opened a social blade to see what the live subscriber count is. As we say this, it says we are at 267,000. If we don't see some motion in the ocean, I will hurt Jeff Ramsey. I cut Gus's head open during a Kind of Funny panel, and I liked him. What do you think I'm going to do to this Jeff fuck? It's in your hands, Rooster Teeth fans. And don't think I don't see. I got the thing over here, right?
What do we got here? It's also small, though. I'm old.
The Reno cast says, sod dude. The not sa real dude. Cast says sod dude. I don't know what that fucking means for like, what we're up, talking about. Dude. It sounds like what's up, but it isn't what's up, isn't it?
Tim? I have never seen Greg look more old than going, now I got the chat up. Oh, hold on. Let me see.
Everybody, this is the Kind of Funny podcast, and I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the glue, Kevin Coella.
Sup, dude?
Sod dude is what they say, I guess now. The kids say sod dude.
Sod dude. I'm
going to live my time way, for that pee.
Forbes 30 under 30 winner, aka the second best baby blues in San Francisco, aka the verified one at Tim Geddes.
Let Tim host.
The boss baby himself, sad boy Barrett, Barrett Courtney. How are you, Barrett?
I'm doing well, Greggy. How are you doing?
I can't complain. You know what I mean? I got Captain America to power level 150 last night in Avengers. Pretty stoked about that. Oh, wow. But I'm sure
when
we'll
are we
going
to get our dogs to hang out is the question I want to.
Oh, it's a great question. Here's how it went the last time. We'll get to everybody else's introduction in a second. Me and Barry are going to have a conversation. Last time it was that, you know, we've had all these dogs started springing up. Of course, I've had Portillo forever. Hold on.
The king. Bring him out.
Show us the king.
Show us the king. The king.
This is a 15-year-old wiener dog right here, all right? He's been the only kind of funny dog his entire life, right? But all of a sudden, everybody starts buying up these puppies because I guess quarantine, you know, real estate prices go down, dog prices go up. I don't know. Demand for dog? I'm not sure which way it goes. And so, yeah, I was like, we should get all these dogs together. And everybody was like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then
never heard another peep about it until Sunday morning. I was like, all right, Jen, we're gonna go run this errand. She's like, oh, well, they're supposed to see the dogs today. I never knew there was a dog meeting happening. Wow. So we have to plan that.
Meeting of the minds.
Exactly. Next to Barrett, it is the new face of video games, Blessing at Ioye Jr.
Yo, what's up?
Not much. Having some fun. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Chilling.
Now the social blade, it says real time, but it hasn't moved. Still says 267,000. That seems like it's just rounding up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. Yeah. Oh, I didn't say okay to the cookies. Maybe that's what stopped it.
Allow the cookies, yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Yes. Next Blessing, it is Christmas in September, Joey Noel. And then, of course,
you're really good at remembering the month whenever you introduce Joey.
I won't lie to you, it is a struggle.
Yeah.
Every time I'm about to do it, there is a moment of like, shit, what month is it? But yeah. I got it this time. And then that man there, of course, is the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas Treat. Latino Heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The globe trotting, head shotting, nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Greg, go ahead and check that social blade because I just subscribed.
That's not true. Right? That's not true.
Big numbers. Big numbers.
I just subscribed.
For reals? For the first time ever?
It still just says 267,000. How's that possible, Tim? Am I using the wrong kind of social blade?
It's impossible that we're that even.
Now, of course, the producer / seducer, Nick Scarpino, is supposed to be here, but you can see just an empty spot there. I don't know what happened. Oh!
Like a ghost.
Greg, it's like a crazy ghost.
Oh, and he sounds like he's from another dimension.
Now, Nick, you're going to have to unplug your mic and replug your mic. Everybody, real quick, if for some reason you've never watched Kind of Funny, because maybe you don't want to be berated by me, I understand. But we call ourselves the garbage truck on fire, which means anything that can go wrong for our small business that we started in a spare bedroom, went to a big studio, got a bigger studio, and then quarantine sent us back to our individual houses. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. So about every 4 minutes, Nick needs to unplug his mic and replug it to make it work with this rooster teeth stuff.
You were talking to us from a different like dimension, sort of like a ghost realm, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like when you guys start talking about social blades, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But I want to subscribe. I want to be a part of it, guys. Go now subscribe to Greg's social
you
blade.
You opened it and started laughing, Tim. What do you got for me?
Yeah, I am not subscribed to youtube.com/kindoffunny or youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Wow. So we just gained two new subs right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. We're well on our way.
But are you seeing the live count? Because I still don't see any changes. I don't see you two pop up. You know what I mean? Like, this seems like something that should be. Hold on.
It's because I unsubscribed. So
are we having a meeting right now?
Yeah, this feels like a weekly meeting. Same.
Production meeting?
I don't know if you guys know this before. We've tried to play nice with the RTX audience. We've come in with funny panels. Really? We've worn costumes. We've danced around and done shit. And you know what they all go? They go,
love us.
When is Michael coming around? Can I see Michael? I'd like to sniff his fucking socks. There's no socks for Michael this RTX, all right?
Greg,
now we're gonna get the juice we were promised, all right?
Remember when Luis
Medina
drew a face?
Lied to my fucking face? Yeah, I'll start naming names, Tim. I'm not afraid. Andy, what do you got to say?
I was gonna say, remember when I drew a face on your back?
I do remember. That was a great RTX moment.
It was a great RTX moment.
Remember when you almost killed Gus Cirola? That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a great also another good one. I like to keep everyone on their toes. I want to make sure people are enjoying the panels out here.
Kevin, can you look up the statute of limitations for attempted murder in Austin, Texas, please? Thank you. I'll wait.
I think they do the electric chair, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's.
Well, what's the statute of limitations? Have I dodged?
I think it's got to be 3 to 6 months.
Probably. Statute. It's Texas. Yeah, so you're good. 6 days.
Yeah, forgive and forget is what we say in Texas, right?
Let's start with an uplifting topic, all right? The Cannibal King wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can to be part of the Kind of Funny podcast, and says, given the chance, who would you eat first from Kind of Funny? Kevin, go.
I mean, Greg, you're the biggest, you got the most muscle there for, you know?
Do you think I have the most muscle, or is it just fat?
No, I seen you pick up a kid like no problem. Flip him over.
Yeah, remember when I almost killed that 3-year-old? I think we were in Austin. Maybe it was
Kansas City. Seattle, right?
Was it Seattle?
Kansas City.
It was Kansas City.
Which kid are we talking about?
Kansas City. That's
we're talking about the time I made the kid cry in the front row of the panel and then I tombstone pile drived him, right? This is not an exaggerated story whatsoever. This is something that really happened. That was Kansas City.
Fun. I keep getting therapy bills from his dad every month. So just it's great.
Sure. Yeah.
That's fair.
I would go with Greg. Yeah. I would go with Greg. Because now hear me out. I feel like Greg, even though he can eat really unhealthy at times, I feel like Jen keeps you in line. And it's sort of like having grass-fed. Cow sort of thing.
Sure.
With Greg,
Greg is the Wagyu of Kinda Funny.
Greg is getting the nutrients, and sure, he's eating the pizza every once in a while. But for a lot of the time, we're seeing Greg eating like just fucking weird-ass salads all the time. And they look really good, and they smell terrible. Oh, my God, they smell really, really bad. But I feel like Greg would.
Full stop. The salad you eat is a baby carrot, a piece of spinach, and ranch dressing. So you don't even know what a salad is to come to say my
smell,
salad.
Though. We're talking about smell. We're talking about smell.
What does it smell like? The broccoli? Are you worried about the broccoli?
I mean, the amount of times we've been in the studio where, you know, Greg gets a salad out of the micro or wherever you get your salads from, I feel like they're always coming from weird spots. You know, microwave ovens.
No, the microwave is where Kevin puts his microwave fish.
Yeah, fish. Salmon.
Oh, that was a fun week.
Kevin would be that person too.
Yeah.
I was trying to make healthy choices. You know what I mean?
Kevin,
what am I
supposed
to do? I opened the window. I sat next to the window and I closed the door to their little office area.
Kevin, smartest thing about your eating process is that you want to hold yourself accountable. You don't want to, you know, pretend that you're hiding any food. So you would use that see-through bowl.
Yeah,
because it was really important so that we would know that, like, oh, there's not snacks at the bottom of the bowl. You could see the salad all the way through.
Kevin That was the idea.
Yep. Kevin, now, best way to eat your soup.
Well, while you guys were having your conversation about salads and identifying, thank you very much, Andy, for admitting it's not me who makes bad salads that smell bad. It's Kevin. He makes food that smells bad. I thought I would do right and just to get the juice we deserve. And I spammed in the chat here on roosterteeth.com the link to the Reddit thread with the links in it. And then everybody goes, Greg, bad Greg. That's bad Greg. And then this guy, I'm sorry to time out your ass, says Chris. Fucking do it, you coward. All right, you're gonna time me and Portillo on. Maybe you don't understand. Maybe you don't understand.
I want everyone here to know. That's Jackie.
Maybe you don't understand. Are you only gonna talk about Tim Freeze? I want everyone here to understand. All right, we brought everybody from Kind of Funny except Cool Greg because of federal law. We brought them all on this panel so you can understand when you don't subscribe and me. Nick and Tim, and maybe even when we have to fire one of these. Stop it. I'm making a fucking point. When we have to fire one of these people, it's on you for not subscribing. All right? You want this dog to eat? You understand?
Look,
he's
going crazy.
I don't think he needs any more food. He's kind of tumpy.
He does have a big old.
Look at his boo.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
All right, Tim, what was the point you were trying to make?
We're on the Rooster Teeth podcast back when we could go to Austin, Texas, and Greg Miller decided to give out the control room's private email live on air, which did not work out well for anybody.
I've talked about this before.
Why would they post it on the side of the wall?
Thank you, Nick. It's called pre-production. They bring me in there, right? They've been feeding me alcohol all day. I sit down there. I stare at a TV. There's a camera over there. And what does it say? control@roosterteeth.com. And then over the fucking thing, they say, oh, yeah, give them the email. And I'm like, I got the email, Gus. Don't worry. And I say it. And everyone goes, oh! You know what I mean? That's like when, you know, it's like when you walk into a house. And you see the bullets on the mantle and the gun on the coffee table. And you go, well, clearly, I'm going to take a shot here. This is a house that's cool with me going ping pong around the house.
And wonder why Rooster Teeth doesn't want to promote us more.
Nick, mic reset, Nick.
Got it.
Time to reset that mic.
Man, Tim freezing there was like the perfect moment, though.
I think he did it himself.
I didn't
though.
Freeze.
He just did it. Watch for Tim freeze again.
Yeah.
Oh, that was impressive. Oh,
wow. That was really good.
Oh my God. He's so good at it.
Wow, that was really good. Holy shit.
Totally out of focus, too. And it works so well.
Now, Blessing, this is your first RCX with Kind of Funny. And of course, it's been 9 months of you working at Kind of Funny, which means it's been 2.5 months of you in an office and then the rest from your house. As we scream here and berate the audience and talk about firing somebody, how much do you regret the decision to come here?
You know, listen, I don't regret it. It's just like, man, it would have been great if I got hired a year earlier and got to like hang out in the office a bit more. You know, getting hired in January and then being home from March until now and probably for the rest of the year going into next year.
Yeah.
It's not the best situation.
Blessing, remember when we got really drunk last year at RTX and we started doing like we went out dancing?
Dude, so like that really, Austin is I miss it.
It was
like
so fun.
I was really looking forward to RTX this year because last year was my first time in Austin and I was blown away by how much I loved Austin. Like Austin, legit, I wasn't expecting to be on my top five cities of all time list, but it's right there.
It's definitely really fun.
What else is on there?
Yeah. I like New Orleans a lot.
Okay.
New Orleans is pretty cool. Seattle, shout out to Seattle. Lived in Seattle for a few years. Seattle's awesome. Lagos, Nigeria, pretty dope. Like that too. And then I've never been to Paris, but for some reason I want to check out Paris. I feel like I like Paris if I went to Paris, even though I know a lot of people are like, they don't like Americans there. I don't know. Something about Paris still speaks to me.
You can smoke wherever you want. That's pretty cool.
I don't smoke, but that does seem pretty cool.
It's like the Las Vegas of Europe.
You might start if you go to Paris. Just to fit in.
That's my plan.
I've never been to Paris either, but my wife has been a bunch of times, and she says, and I quote, "I don't want to go back, so you never can go." So that's how it works.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because my wife plans all our trips, and I just go wherever you want to go. That sounds cool, because she always does a great job planning stuff. But I keep putting in Paris because it's the one of the biggest cities, like in, you know, the historic city that I haven't seen yet. And she's like, "No, we'll get to that 20, 30 years from now." So
I like the idea that she has like a submission box that you're like, "I'm Paris." It's gonna be it, guys.
You guys all appreciate this. Let me know if I go crinkly again. I'll reset it. But like when you're married, it's like being on like a committee where you get one vote and your spouse gets two votes every single time. That's how it goes. So I get outvoted.
You're doing it right.
That's the t-shirt closet, Nick.
That is exactly, man. Sometimes shit just disappears. We don't ask questions. It's like Berlin circa 1939. We don't know where
you wore a shirt yesterday during the Nugdome segment that we did, and somebody in our subreddit asked, what, and it was a really nice collared shirt, by the way, really cool pattern. And somebody said, what shirt did Nick have to get rid of to put that in the closet?
Well, the button-up shirts have their own phase. So, like, I have button-up shirts that get thrown out as well. Tim will remember, I used to wear a canary yellow button-up shirt. That was my power shirt that I used to wear at IGN Wars.
You were so powerful.
And I'd walk in with that thing. And
you looked like Tweety Bird, like size it all.
You can actually see, if you go to my Instagram, Nick_Scarpino, you can see a picture of me and Alexis from like one of the E3s like 12 years ago. And I'm wearing the shirt. Power move. I'm sitting down, she's standing. That's how you have to do it. But I had to get rid of that a long time ago, along with my bright blue shirt, so I could get some button-ups in there. Once I went to the Barrett Courtney short sleeve button-ups, that was a mass exodus in my closet.
It's another world when you get to that level, right, Nick?
Guns out, suns out, fun's out.
Yeah,
that's what the
Kevin is Nick's
guns
is Nick's
out, suns out, fun's out. That is the turn of phrase we all know so well from the beach tank tops we see.
Is Nick's Instagram popping up for you, Kevin?
No, I have them blocked, so I can't see it. So that's right. What are
you?
You under,
can't
Alexis's
see mine either.
Instagram and try to see.
She wouldn't have it. Alexis doesn't post pictures of me from 10 years ago. She's got way better shit to do on her Instagram.
She got a
She has like fancy pineapple she's posting. It.
So I was looking through the stuff that she was tagged on.
Oh, I
know how to
did.
Find things.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Nick, I've known you a very long time, and I've known your wife a very long time. And I don't know that I've ever questioned her or talked anything negative about her in my entire life. But I think there's something that needs to be discussed, because if I have a problem with you, it's that you have a problem with things. In the studio, if there is a thing you don't like, it is going to disappear. It will not be there the next day. Your wife clearly is the one that taught you that, because she gets rid of your shirts, she gets rid of your fun, all that stuff. But she got rid of something yesterday that I'm not sure she can get away with.
I'm going to go into the trash. I'm going to go into the trash when we're done with this and get it. So McDonald's, because we did, of course, the KF Nugdome special event, which you guys can watch right now on youtube.com/kindoffunny, where Andy and myself hosted a 1 hour long extravaganza, at the end of which for 5 minutes, we reviewed the new spicy chicken McNuggets. PR sent us a big box. It was a box this big, Tim, that had four coupons in it. Very much a waste of space, but coupons for six spicy chicken McNuggets, and I like an idiot let her throw those out, and now I have
I apologize to Kevin.
I apologize to God, and I apologize to Austin, Texas.
Thank you.
And to Paris, which blessing I have never been to.
Let's go sometime. Also, what happened to that Japan trip?
Hold on. Actually, I know what happened. Full stop. When this is all done and we've conquered the corona, as the kids say, I will gladly rubber stamp approve a kind of funny trip of Nick and Blessing go to Paris, and
I'm 100%
filmed. Just filmed. Yeah, exactly. Like, we give them two GoPros and say go.
That's kind of the most fucked up thing about this whole work from home situation is like I'm on content regularly with pretty much everybody else. Like Barrett's producing shows, Tim and Greg are on Kind of Funny Games Daily. Andy is on Gamescast sometimes and on our reaction stuff. Me and Joey don't connect enough on shows.
Pretty much never.
We're in group chaps sometimes. We hang out. Yeah, Nick, I've never gotten to really hang out with at all. Like barely on content. I barely see him. And like I think me and him going to Paris together alone would be a really great bonding type experience.
I'll say this. Let me say this, Bless. Whenever there is the short chance that we are together in the same call, and Nick will say something, and a lot of the time, Blessing is cracking up the most, and I'm like, oh, you know, Blessing doesn't experience this a whole lot, you know? Like, it'll be a stupid little dumbass line that we just kind of roll our eyes at by now, because we know Nick, and we know how annoying he can be. And then, but it's Blessing the one who's laughing the most. It's like, oh man, Blessing doesn't experience this very much. And it makes me kind of sad for you, Bless.
Yeah, I wish I had more Nick in my life.
No. I say Joey goes
That's what you wish now. But let me tell you.
So wait, Andy's nominating that I get to go on this trip too.
Yeah, Joey goes as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like Joey's got to use the camera then.
What?
You got to film this all then, Joey. You got to be the cameraman.
I feel like Nick should film it all, you know?
Well, yeah, no, because then, Nick and Blessing.
Then you're not
going to
get the shots of me and Nick.
Yeah.
You know, I was eating ice cream. I'm sitting on his lap.
Baguette. What else sitting on mine. Have berets.
Bless, what else are you going to do in Paris? Eat ice cream and.
Eat baguettes. Sit on his lap. Go to the Louvre. Check out the Mona Lisa.
The Louvre.
Mona Lisa's in the Louvre, right? I got that right.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. The Louvre,
yeah.
Check out good old the Eiffel Tower.
The Mona Lisa just reminds you of that one TikTok that kind of blew up of the two twins looking at doing trivia, and they're like, who painted the Mona Lisa? And they're like, Mona Lisa. And the answer pops up, says Da Vinci, and they both go, Da Vinci? It's so fucking stupid, dude. Can we curse?
Oh, I hope so. I've been fucking cursing left and right since we started.
Okay.
Can we drink? Am I allowed to go grab a beer?
Yeah, go for it.
Can I go grab
a beer? To be on the record, right, Nick left the panel 7 minutes ago to go get coupons out of the trash.
To go get garbage coupons.
To go get coupons.
Greg, you might agree with me here, Greg, because I feel like, you know, at one point, Rooster Teeth 2013, Gus is vomiting all over himself, Extra Life, it's a whole thing. And now, you know, there's a bunch of powers up in the sky, like, you know, pulling the strings with Rooster Teeth. And do you see him up there? And so I don't know if I could say a bad word anymore. Like, that's what I'm kind of worried about.
Here's the thing. They gave us no structure to play with. So it's just like, I'll call Gus.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and call Gus.
Did everybody go get something to drink?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that we answered We answered one Patreon question and then like two answers and then nobody else continued. Oh God, here we go.
Barry, is that a White Claw?
Yeah, Ruby Grapefruit. Not too bad.
Ooh, I'm rocking a lemonade truly.
How is that? Because I know Kevin really likes those.
Dude, I love them. I was not expecting to love them as much as I do.
I haven't seen Trulies in any of the stores around me, so.
They have them in 7-Eleven.
Yeah. 7-Eleven got them big.
Gus knows. Gus knows.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up for more options.
Gus, it's Greg Miller from Kind of Funny. You're on the Kind of Funny panel at RTX at Home, where everybody should subscribe to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. We were wondering if we can curse on this panel, because we have been fucking cursing. And Andy played it into the whole thing of like that there's powers in the sky that are controlling Rooster Teeth now, and so we didn't know if that was one of the rules. So it was smart to dodge this call, but we do have questions about it. So we still have like, what, 25 minutes left of the panel? So like, if we can't curse anymore, we need to know that pretty quick.
Yeah, all right. Get back to this.
All right, well, so here's the funny thing, of course, Gus, is that you just texted me that you're doing stuff, you're doing meet and greets, so you can't talk. Like, I'm calling you on the panel I'm doing. So it's kind of fucked up that you can't call me on the panel.
How is he doing meet and greets?
Why can't you have a meet and greet with him?
Why you think the person doing a meet and greet? You think the person that's doing the meet and greet with you right now, Gus, would be like, oh, hold on, we want to conference in Greg Miller, trending game of the year 2015. And that person's going to be like, nah, I don't want that. Oh, I'd rather you to keep hearing about my ferret collection back here. You know, and let me tell you, Gus, those ferrets aren't alive, brother.
It starts to sound sadder and sadder when it's been 5 years ago.
You're working 5 years ago.
Gus, I can feel the Busan. I'll talk to you later.
Miller, do you, Nick, do you find the coupons for me?
So good news and bad news on the coupon front. When my wife threw away the box, it opened and it let loose four of the six coupons they gave us. But the good news is, guys, I saved two of them. We got two coupons left.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
12 spicy nuggets right in your mouth.
You mail them to my house?
For me,
I can drop them
by.
They're a little sticky, so I don't know. What That's happened fine. To that? But I think the people
sticky.
At McDonald's will be able to take them. It's fine. They're valid sure. through November 1st, 2020.
Kevin can deal with sticky.
Yeah. Kevin is sticky, so I feel like that just cancels each other out.
It's
know?
Not a sticky. It's more of a slippery. You know that.
It's a cold wetness.
It's just been so long. I feel like some parts are sticky and some parts are slippery.
Yeah, you just got to get in there and find out. You know what I mean?
It's like a heat. It's like a heat map. It's like a heat weather map. You have to sort of see. Like, I would love to put Kevin in like predator vision just to see what parts run the hottest.
You know what's crazy? I've done that before. This the what's the museum up by Pier 39?
Couldn't tell you. I don't know. I just moved. I just moved here.
Is it the Imaginarium or something like that?
No, Exploratorium. Museum.
There we go.
The Exploratorium used to have a thermal camera. And you'd walk in front of it. Yep. And where my hair was, it would just stop because your hair holds in so much of your heat.
Oh.
You'd lift it up and it's like you'd see it. It was the craziest thing.
Wow.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's why Predator's I have it up coming after that hair.
You know what I mean? It's too hot. It's
that's
too
why
hot.
You have it right now?
That's why I have it up right now.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Or else I'd be hot, sweaty. You know what I mean?
Thank God you're not.
Sticky.
Guys, I miss Austin, Texas. Like, I'm so sad we can't be there in the actual city. I love going back home. I love visiting family. I love reuniting.
What's your favorite thing about Austin? Because when I was there, my favorite thing was the barbecue. Like, it was my first time having barbecue like that, and it was very tasty. I was very blown away by the brisket.
I mean, the thing that really saddens me, Bless, is on a daily basis, I am bombarded on Twitter by the Pluckers account. So having their delicious buffalo wings, spicy lemon pepper, really crushes my soul because I usually get them. You know, I would have had them in July and it makes me sad. But Via 313 Pizza, man. I mean, there's nothing better than Via 313 Pizza.
Dude, I missed out on Via 313. I went there and it was like 11 p.m. or something and they were already closed.
I'd say the best compliment you could put, say towards Via 313 is that Greg Miller, who loves Square Pie Guys, will go, dude, Square Pie Guys, fucking incredible. I love that damn pizza. It's no Via 313, though.
Like, Via 313, God tier. Heaven tier.
That's a statement.
It's up there with the people running RTX, man. It's just like, wow.
They're pulling the strings, Tim. They're pulling the strings, you know? So it's the food. It's the people. It's the, and, you know, even though the weather kind of sucks, because here's the thing. I don't like wearing shorts.
Dude, I like that hot weather, man.
Me too, Bless. I don't like, but the thing is, I don't love wearing shorts at conventions. I'm not, I'm no Bruce Green, right? I don't like the way my legs look, but.
There's always the danger you might hang brain. That's what's cool about shorts. You know what I mean?
Hang brain.
What if you get a photo of somebody and the brain's just hanging, you know, Andy? That's the game you play.
What kind of shorts are you wearing?
Of his vacation shorts.
Is that an expression? Did you make that up?
Hanging brain? No, that's a thing. People do that.
Okay, I'd never
heard of hang brain.
Yeah, a little ball pops up.
Blessing, next time you're walking around the house in just some athletic shorts and nothing else, I want you to think about that. Hanging brain. When you do the thing, because it's dangerous and you like the danger. So when you get up and you perch like this and you can almost see things, that's what you want. You know what I mean?
Thank you for cutting away.
Perfectly
timed.
Greg Miller.
I've also hang that low, though.
It's dangerous and you like the danger is what you just said.
Here's the thing. I can't smoke. You know what I mean? I would never drink and drive. I don't do drugs because I took a dare pledge. There needs to be something in my life that gives me that thrill, that edge of my seat excitement of what could happen. And if it's, hey, I might hang some brain out there on my way to Chick-fil-A, that's what happens. You know what
all right,
I mean?
Greg, I feel like at the advanced age, right, as you're getting older, hanging brain seems a little bit easier as the skin starts to get looser and looser, right? What I imagine, Kevin, is for brain to be hung and then Greg to take off his glasses and go, oh, let me look at that. Like, he's going to do the old
like
thing
some,
again.
Some brainness. Yeah.
Greg, is one of your brains hanging lower than the other brain?
Of course.
Good.
I don't like this game at all.
Yeah, they know way too much about you people.
I know, Joey. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
This episode of the Kinda Funny podcast is brought to you by Upstart. During these economically turbulent times, everyone is looking for a way to feel more financially secure. So if you're needlessly throwing money every month at high interest credit card debt, it's time you checked out Upstart, the revolutionary online lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score. Now is the time to find out how low your Upstart rate can be and pay off them high interest credit card debts. Unlike other lenders, Upstart can reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. You don't need a degree or diploma to apply, though. Upstart lets you skip going to the bank because it's all completely online. They offer loans from $1,000 to $50,000 so you can consolidate your debt into one easy fixed rate payment. Upstart makes it fast and simple to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate and proceed with your application. The best part, if the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt and get back to using the money the way you want to with Upstart. See why Upstart has a 4.9 out of 5 rating on Trustpilot and hurry to upstart.com/kinda to find out how low your Upstart rate can be. Checking your rate takes only a few minutes. That's upstart.com/kinda. Your loan amount may be determined, or I'm sorry, will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Not all applicants will qualify for the full amount. Hurry to upstart.com/kinda to find out how low your rate can be. Up next, it's ExpressVPN. There are a ton of VPN providers out there. You've probably heard about a couple of them, and some of you may have even used a VPN before. But we at Kinda Funny like to do our research on the sponsors, so we recommend brands our listeners believe in, and that's why we're here to talk to you about ExpressVPN, the best VPN on the market, who's been a Kinda Funny supporter for a long, long time. ExpressVPN doesn't log your data. Lots of really cheap or free VPNs make money by selling your data to ad companies. ExpressVPN developed a technology called Trusted Server that makes it impossible for their servers to log any of your info. Second is speed. We've tried a lot of VPNs here in the past. You've heard me talk about Cool Greg. Many slow down your connection or make your device sluggish. ExpressVPN does not do that. The internet speeds we've seen are blazing fast. Even when we connect to a server thousands of miles away, we can still stream in HD quality with videos and zero lag. The last thing that really sets ExpressVPN apart from other VPNs is how easy it is to use. Unlike other VPNs, you don't have to input or program anything. You just fire up the app, clip on the button, and guess what? You're connected. It's so easy, even our grandparents could do it. And it's not just me saying this. Wired, The Verge, CNET, and many other tech experts rate ExpressVPN as the number one VPN in the world. So protect yourself with the VPN that Kinda Funny uses and trusts. Use our link, expressvpn.com/kindafunny today to get an extra 3 months free on your 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/kindafunny. expressvpn.com/kindafunny to learn more. And our final sponsor, why it's AT&T 5G plus Samsung. Thanks to Samsung and AT&T for sponsoring this podcast. Samsung's newest phone, the Galaxy Note 20 Ultra 5G, powered by AT&T 5G, is available now. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and coverage, not in all areas. Here are just some of the new features you can try out with this device. Cloud gaming will be available with the power of 5G. Try out cloud gaming with high-performance experiences brought to you via the newest Samsung devices powered by AT&T 5G. The new Galaxy Note 20 Ultra 5G also has 120Hz adaptive display that automatically adjusts the refresh rate according to the content you're viewing, an intelligent battery that optimizes your gameplay, and more. Between 5G support, Wi-Fi optimization, and the advanced processor, you get a smooth gaming experience with virtually no lag. Check out the S Pen and Samsung Notes to create your own works of art. Head over to att.com/GalaxyNote20Ultra 5G to learn how you can get the Samsung Galaxy Note 20 5G for free or the Galaxy Note 20 5G Ultra for just $299.99 for a limited time. Again, that's att.com/GalaxyNote20Ultra 5G. And ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to our next topic. Andy, play me a topic transition song.
We're moving on to the next topic.
Jacek writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can, and says, it's time for the second annual Who Annoys Joey Noel the Most. Joey, last year, we ranked all of the employees at Kinda Funny on who annoyed you the most. It is now 2020, and let me tell you, the circumstances are different.
because I got a lot of points docked last year because I like to scare you. I like to yell really loud when you're not expecting it. I like
it's
to put
weird
hide
because
things.
I feel like so much of it is just the lack of exposure to all of you that like everyone's kind of on the same level. I'm not there's no like I'm trying to think if there's anything that anyone's done that's been particularly annoying.
Really, it comes down to between me, Kevin, and Greg. So
yeah, I didn't know we were competing still. I mean,
yeah,
I
don't we definitely are.
See, well, Tim, here's the thing. The answer has to be Kevin because he's the only one looking at it as a competition.
But Tim, when you get down to the bottom three, at that point, like, nobody wants to be second on Joey's list.
Lean
you know
in.
What I mean?
You got to lean in.
You got to go for number one.
Yeah, if you got to be a heel, you got to be the best heel man's ever created.
True.
Yeah.
It's true.
I haven't played any games with Nick lately, so he's pretty low on the list.
You played
I'm no
something
longer
with
within
recently.
Arm's reach of Greg at our desks.
That's fair.
So he's also pretty low on the list.
Great.
Kevin, I talk to a lot, but not usually in a bad way.
Yeah, it's talking about
usually,
movies and TV shows. So
usually
I feel like...
gives me pause there, Joey.
I think
working from home has improved the situation so much more for Joey because when she's in the office, she is rarely on a show, meaning she is around all the people that aren't on shows as well. And that's always rotating. It's either it's Kevin nonstop running around. It's Greg trying to find ways to scare. It's Nick just being Nick, you know,
like with his keyboard.
What I was thinking of, hold on.
What's wrong with my keyboard?
No, I enjoy the keyboard, but there's always shenanigans happening.
You mean the piano. I got it. I see.
No, I'm the one that has the loud actual keyboard.
Yeah. Andy doesn't like. I was just thinking of the situation of a life where Lucy James, our friend from the UK who moves in with Greg Miller, if she never moved in with Greg Miller and if it's Joey that lives there, the amount of scare possibilities there would be.
Torture. No.
Yeah.
Torture. You come out, there's four Portillos. You don't know which one's the real one.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
And I can only save one.
You have to save one. Yeah.
Portillos.
I won't lie. And I know I'm giving away. For the record, I've still never given away the prank.
Oh,
I'm going to do
it
to Andy
when we do it.
Andy, we have such a good prank for you when COVID's over. And it's been bubbling now for 2 years. But we'll get
I don't
you.
Like
we'll
learning
it.
Little
I hate,
things
I'm
about
scared
the prank
for you, Andy.
Over
this
time.
It seems like a lot.
Kevin, I agree. I don't like the long lead in, man.
The other thing I've thought many a time, especially after last night as Ronald McDonald and, you know, on KFAF Nug Dome, which you should watch youtube.com/kindoffunny. And thank you for the amount of people who are subscribing to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. We are approaching 268,000. We're very close if you could keep going. However, I thought after I did it and I saw Andy's reaction to me dressed as Ronald McDonald, I did start percolating on how can I get inside Andy's room and how can I hide for a bit. And it's going to be complicated. And Barrett, I'm going to need a lot of help. We're going to need to distract him because I'm going to have to get in there and then chill till he starts streaming.
Here's the thing, Greg.
Yeah.
I can't even fit a portable AC unit in my room.
Yeah.
I bought a portable AC unit about, how tall is it, Barrett? Maybe like 3.5 feet tall.
Yeah, and it's not super tall. It fits in your room. It just doesn't fit where you want it to fit it.
Just because of like my room layout, because I just don't have any room for it. What I would love to do is put it underneath.
Yeah, can we get full screen on Andy's room here?
I want to
check
because this
out.
Is also because I can start.
Andy's
like,
room.
Yeah. So, okay, empty cribs. You see right here? This is like where my it's a foldable Home Depot table that I have my TV standing on.
Sure.
And I have
which concerns
underneath
me every time I come in and look at it because that thing is going to collapse any second.
You can't stand on that.
No, that's really good. It's really sturdy.
You can't stand on it.
And I was hoping to put the AC unit under this little thing because it requires the tube to go out the window and there's a window right here. But it's the AC unit needs to be like half an inch shorter.
So my question then becomes that's it for the AC unit, right?
Yeah, but then like, you know, my closet is a fucking mess. There's no way you're getting in there. Under my bed is full of shit.
Well, here's my two. I have two different things that I need answers for, and then I can tell you how I want to do this. Number one, those striped things in the back that look like Beetlejuice's pants. Are those drapes or is that something else?
There's a window there.
Those are drapes. Yeah, there's a window.
See, I feel like I could hide behind them because when I want to be, I'm super skinny.
Do you want me to get over there?
I'll press in. I'd be like,
do you want me to get in there and show you how?
Yeah, test it
now,
out for
Greg, can I, Greg, while he's gone, can I pitch you on something?
Sure.
I can hear you.
while he's gone, while they can't hear us,
while he can't hear us because he doesn't have his headphones on you.
Here's what we do, Barrett. You have to be on this too. You let you talk to Andy. You're like, hey, Andy, what's going on? You can stream. That's great.
You go. Look at him. Look at him. Hold on. So like, yeah,
stand
okay.
Stand there. Stand there. Oh, no, he's going to
hang brain. Guys, it's, we are right in up prime against... hanging brain territory. Hang brain.
Can we call this kind of funny hangs brain? Kind of funny hangs brain.
That's our next RTX panel. Our next RTX panel is kind of funny hangs brain.
I know you're upset about the AC unit, but you did kind of serve a greater good because now it hangs out in the living room, and when it gets fucked up, really hot in San Francisco, all of us can enjoy it in the living room because it got pretty cold in the living room, and that's where we were all hanging out when the heat wave came.
Yeah,
Andy,
it was.
Why not get one of the desks from the new that's at the new studio? Put that up, and then you can crank it up. You can raise it. One of them desks you can raise.
There you go.
You can call it the blowatorium.
Before we talk about
that's what you want him to call his bedroom.
Yeah, because it just keeps first blowing off, at him.
I am not making a thumbnail for Kind of Funny Hank's brain. You all can fucking figure out that thumbnail. Yeah, the AC's been a great purchase. The AC's been a fantastic purchase. I just wish it, you know, I wish it could be for me and not for you all. That's the...
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you did like it, you like did a great service for the apartment as a whole, you know? Yeah. Everybody you live with appreciates you a little more. Because we never see you. We don't know who you are as a person.
You let me have the parking spot, Barrett. You let me have the parking spot. What's $300 for an AC unit? Tim Gettys, Kind of Funny.
Speaking of this whole hanging brain situation, it being really hot in San Francisco, I am not a man for shorts, as you all know. I am very white, and I have a lot of mass. Brain,
isn't he?
So here's the situation. Not too many of you had the privilege to be able to see this. And Nick, I wish that you were here because I really did it just for you.
Okay.
But I want to show – I have a pair of shorts in probably 20 years. But I did now. And look at these.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, so much. Why are they cutoffs?
Why are they actual shorts? I'm about to change the shorts right now.
They came like this, ladies and gentlemen.
Why aren't you wearing those right now? Go change into those shorts right now.
Okay.
Why do you have them on hand?
Because he knows how long we're talking
about. Is that what he ran to go get?
The thing about Tim's legs, though, is that
while Tim takes care of his new wardrobe, it's my duty to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, over at kindoffunny.com/store, which I know you'd never click on, so just go to the Rooster Teeth store. You can then find the Kind of Funny stuff, and Joey, we have a brand new shirt up, correct?
We do. If you liked our anime girl kind of style shirt that we did a collaboration with Funhouse with a couple months ago, we now have just the Kind of Funny RTX exclusive anime girl shirt.
RTX exclusive. It's up right now. You can get it. Hopefully somebody from RTX or right now in the production booth can toss that up from kindoffunny.com/store. It's very cute. She's walking, looking at her phone, little heart. I like that
a lot.
Heart,
the little lights.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a really cool color too.
It kind of fits with also, the theme of like the still heart buy is someone subscribing, you know?
The Kind of Funny glass might still be up. I'm not sure if it is or not.
Ooh, I think we sold out of those.
No, we sold out of those.
But you can get the stein.
You know what I mean?
The beer mug.
The stein then. Yeah, do that. You know what I mean? Why not help us out? Remember, the dog has to eat. Blessing has to eat.
Shout out to Anthro Metal.
I immediately thought you were talking about me, and I was about to respond with woof woof.
Yeah. See, that makes sense. I like. Kevin went. A lot of people don't know this about Kevin. He did 4 years at Upright Citizens Brigade, and they teach you right. You say something, and you go yes, and you know you're ready to jump into it. Blessing, you know what he did? He went to seminary school where they learned just to say no, no. And that's all a Blessing knows. So like you toss Blessing the volleyball, he knocks it right down to the ground on his side of the net.
Whereas Kevin just barks.
Can we go back?
Tim, you came back.
I'm a hungry dog. What am I supposed to say?
You came back in these shorts. Let's see him again now. Let's give him the proper. Can we get Tim full screen? Don't hang brain.
Yeah.
But yeah, do this.
I feel like Tim's legs are one width.
I feel like Tim's going to walk the runway. He's walking the runway.
Yeah, you love to see it. Oh.
The black socks make it so creepy. They're like an old businessman visiting a prostitute. I can see
guys, if you went up one size, we'd be hanging brain. You know it. I know it. The American people know it. That's how it is.
Okay, Tim, we need to dress up as Tobias Fünke for Halloween, I'm just going to say. Now that you've got
You know what? It's sad. You could pull it off.
I can see it. Tim's ankles are like as thick as his thighs. Like it's, I feel like it's one that. Like
you saying
one diameter
ankles?
All the way down. Okay. No,
thank you.
No, it's because it's you. Not even that. It's like it's it, he doesn't have big thighs or big ankles. They're just it's okay. All one kind of big.
Why do we have to fade this over me? Tube, why do we? Does this shirt have to be over me?
All right, that's the first shirt we did. That's the first shirt everybody really really liked. Now we have an RTX exclusive.
There, there, there it is.
Look at that. Oh, that's hot.
Peeking out of the side there. It's so disturbing.
How do I get
one
of those? So cool.
You go to kindoffunny.com/store.
No, but like
so I don't just get one?
Yeah, I'd like one too.
All right.
You can get one. Kindoffunny.com/store.
Yeah, you can start taking down
names and stuff.
I'm taking down
now. The next thing I want to put the RTX production staff through is what I like to call a blind date. All right. I'm going to set.
Cody, I'm so sorry.
My stopwatch, as the kids call it, for 2 minutes of this panel. All right.
That's what we're going to make. It. Greg, what do your people call it? What do your people call that device?
I'd rather not divulge that.
What are the aliens from fucking Mars?
I don't want to give away where I hail from.
Okay.
What we're going to do is make a dream come true. All right. A young man who's not a dog named Blessing talked about not having enough alone time with Nick. So for the next 2 minutes, I'd like just Nick and Blessing up here to take the panel in whatever direction they want to do. Nick can ask Blessing anything he wants to ask. Blessing can ask Nick anything. Nick, if you want to give Blessing his employee review, this is a great time because we're behind on those, I think.
You know what I mean?
This is how we do it.
That makes sense because everyone here worked the most with Blessing, so I'm very much well-versed
in exactly what he's been doing.
Now, while it took you 7 minutes to get the coupons out of the trash, we talked about this. So, all right, 2 minutes are starting now. Everybody be quiet unless your name is Nick and or Blessing.
Nick, what's the best relationship advice you can give me as somebody who's single?
As someone who's single, stay single for as long as humanly possible and always wear condoms. That is what I would tell you. But then the best relationship advice, like I would say, is when you meet the person that you think you could spend the rest of your life with, don't hesitate, pull the trigger, but keep wearing condoms. Always wear condoms, I think, is generally the underlining lesson here, because then you are in control of your destiny.
Do you still wear condoms?
Well, I mean, I don't really have sex anymore, but that's just because after about 10 years, it's like eating the same pizza over and over again.
It's a personal choice.
But yeah, I would say for you, I mean, are you on the Tinders? Are you on all the things? Are you trying to
date? I'm banned on Tinder. I am on Bumble and on Hinge.
Wait, you're banned from Tinder?
How do you get banned from Tinder?
Joey, this is just between me and Blessing.
Yeah, this is a me and Nick conversation, Joey.
Blessing, I'm sorry. Because of Joey's interruption, I'm now adding 10 seconds to this.
Thank you. Blessing, why are you banned on Tinder?
I don't know. It could be a number of things.
Is it because it was too hot? You were too hot on they were like, hey, we got to give everyone else a little time?
I think that's a possibility. Okay. I think that's a very good possibility. No, what I actually do think is that I think because my first name is Blessing, a question I would get a lot on Tinder is, hey, is that your real name? And I think enough people probably reported me because they thought I was catfishing or they thought I was using a fake name that Tinder registered it as like fraud or whatever and then banned me.
Interesting.
That's my theory.
I'm sorry.
But like
they
didn't tell me why I was banned.
That's some bullshit.
But I'm on Bumble. I'm on Bumble and I'm on Hinge. And Hinge I like better anyway.
Which is Hinge the one where like it's actually a little bit more professional?
Hinge is the one where like it's not necessarily both people have to swipe right. It is like if you click that you like somebody, it will then inform them and they have the choice of like, okay, do I like this person also?
I think we only
have it's also all like prompt based.
Okay. I think we only have a couple seconds left. So I do want to ask you the question. I think everyone is wondering how much do you hate Greg Miller?
Oh my God. You know, having to talk to him pretty much every day for content,
And that's the time, everybody. That's the time. Nick and Blessing getting to reconnect. You love it. That was.
Thank great.
You, man. What a bunch of great producers they have. You know what I mean?
The fuck's that supposed to mean?
No, it doesn't mean anything. You're a great producer too.
All right.
For the record, right now, because all we're using this is as a platform to promote our own stuff. Did everybody here get to watch Kind of Funny Games Daily today with Felicia Day?
No.
I woke up at 11.
Fuck, man. Things went weird, guys.
I heard things went weird with you. Of course, Felicia Day hasn't been on Kind of Funny Content in 5 years, February 2015, when she infamously called Kevin disgusting. I brought it up at the beginning of the show, and she went so hard on Kevin being disgusting.
Which is upsetting, because multiple times throughout the years, she's been like, oh, I'm going to take it back on air. You'll see.
No.
Not only does she commit to it, she then powers through to it to where at one point she wants to show how her ass jiggles and lifts her leg to make her ass jiggle. But then when Kevin's like, all right, this is going too far, she then moves over to Kevin, I want your babies, and starts asking Kevin
and then
to
she
impregnate
doubles
her.
Down with that.
Yeah. Wow. What a ride.
It is, what is a journey. Kind of funny Gabe's Daily. Look at Gabe's journalists out here. Get to the bottom of it, you know?
Freedom. Mm-hmm. Freedom.
Wow.
Freedom indeed.
That's Nick what Shepina. It is, Nick.
Andy, we're in the final 10 minutes of our panel at RTX at Home. What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about the NBA.
Oh, okay. Dude, wild, right?
Damn it, wow. That was your moment right, to be like, why do we revere the big dick, Nick?
Roll it back and try it again.
Nobody would. No, I just wanted to go with something that nobody else would want to talk about.
Yeah,
how's the bubble going, Andy?
Blessing, we're in the Western Conference Finals. Clippers right, took away a big all opportunity.
All right. Instead of that, let's give the floor to Steve Hamond, who writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can, and says, "Hello, Kind of Funny crew. This is my first ever submitted question as a patron, and it feels right as hell. I recently turned 21 and I finally have enough disposable income to toss a few bucks your beautiful people's way. You guys have been a huge part of my life through a lot of through high school and college experiences. And you guys, I think, really have shaped my sense of humor a lot because of that. Eternally Sorry. Grateful for the thousands of hours of laughter and comfort you have given me. Anyway, I would like to pose a question to you all that has torn my friend group apart for years. I know there is some thin ice due to the recent burger-related controversy, parentheses, Nick is wrong, but I would like to hear y'all's thoughts. It's a simple question with a few layers, which is, which movie is better, Cars or WALL-E?
WALL-E, are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah. WALL-E, it's not even close.
What kind of a controversy, what kind of friends are you hanging out with? Or also, what side of the road are you on? Tim, shut your goddamn mouth.
Yeah, you don't know. What is the cars. Bad taste Tim has something to say.
The answer's Cars, man. Cars is underrated. WALL-E is extremely overrated. And again,
it's a
fantastic
Cars 3.
Movie. No, check this out. Here's the thing. WALL-E is fantastic, but people treat it like it's a 10. It's probably... I would say it's probably a 9. And I feel like people treat Cars as if it's a, like, 6. 5. And it is a 9. But I think it is a higher 9. Cars 1 is legit.
Cars 1 is maybe, if you're being very generous, an 8.
Cars, but they're Cars also one different. The they're Mulan also different of animated movies, man. It's overrated. It's boring. Oh, it's too long. Crazy. They're going to make a remake out of it one day that's just going to be Days of Thunder. Move on. WALL-E's the best. WALL-E's like prolific and prophetic. That is a movie that is actually going to be all of our futures if we all keep going as a human race this way. It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. It's
here's
fantastic.
What I'll tell you. This is how I know WALL-E's better. Here's how I know WALL-E's better. It's because I've seen WALL-E and Larry the Cable Guy is in Cars.
Do they have a WALL-E land at Disneyland that is undeniably one of the greatest achievements mankind has ever made?
Seriously,
no.
Walk
no.
down that
because
Cars
Tim,
land
all of Disneyland is WALL-E land because everyone's on their stupid rascal scooters and overeating. That's why. That is what WALL-E is genius. Because yeah, we go to Disneyland, it's actually just the future that WALL-E has painted.
How so fucked WALL-E up is it? I want to know what's up with this. They put out a movie that's predicting all of that while Disney is feeding into that future. It's kind of fucked up, you know.
Hold on. We gotta go back. Blessing.
What's up with this hate for Larry the Cable Guy?
I'm not be keeping up super closely with Larry the Cable Guy. And so if he's a Trump supporter, I have no idea.
No, it's just and Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, and he's awesome, right? Like, I watched his stand-up and he's pretty funny, right?
I haven't watched the Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy, Trump.
Let me ask you this question, Blessing. Where did you get the time machine to go back and watch a Larry the Cable Guy stand-up special from 1995?
Was it after the Dane Cook special you watched? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
yeah.
Like, I could see that.
I
maybe
used to have
like,
Comedy Central just on in high school. Like, it was just on TV. And so, like, Larry the Cable Guy, the guy who smokes the cigar all the time. You know what I'm talking about.
The other guy.
Ron White. They called me Potato Salad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was the other guy?
Yeah.
Jeff Foxworthy was the other guy, right?
Foxworthy. Yeah.
They had a name for their crew. It was like the white trash
like the
comedy special.
Like
Blue collar comedy
yeah.
tour.
Yeah. Man, those guys made money. Those guys made some cash.
Anyways.
You know you're a redneck if you got 4 cars on your cars.
WALL-E Classic. Is the better movie. That concludes this RTX panel, everybody.
No, we need to go 5 more minutes, Joey said, because I think we started late. So
oh, cool. Shit. Okay.
This is crap.
You let me host the show.
Let's talk
right?
about the NBA bubble.
I'm
What's
struggling
up,
right now because I have a May 4th article about Larry the Cable Guy. So no. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Listen, would it shock me? No. but like,
here's what I'll toss out about Larry the Cable Guy. Here's what I'll toss out about Larry. Yes. Again, I'm right there with Blessing.
Yes.
That is as good. That is as good an endorsement as you're ever going to get from Greg Miller.
I feel like Larry the Cable Guy is like Cars, where it's Tim's argument, where people treat him like he's a 6. He's a 9.
What?
Damn.
Larry the Cable Guy's funny. I have no idea how he feels about Corona and Trump.
Cars is an 8. Cars is an 8. I want that on record. All right, I don't want to be saying Cars is a 9.
So you went from Cars is a higher 9 than WALL-E to Cars is an 8?
And I don't think WALL-E's a 9 either. So
flip-flopping,
you're
Tim.
Crazy.
Classic it's flip-flopping Tim.
So, yeah, because WALL-E's like a 9.5.
It's trying to take it down. I was arguing, and now I'm trying to take it back a little bit. Okay, trying to be a little bit more
real. I will also say, because I'm in the unpopular opinion, I personally enjoy Cars
more. Wait,
hold
on. I'm sorry. Breaking news. Barrett is in the unpopular?
Crazy. Crazy.
Wow.
All right, you know what, guys? I don't want to be with Barrett.
I can't wait for you're right. WALL-E's better. All of the YouTube comments to say I should never have a platform to talk any of my opinions. Anyway,
for the record, nobody who would say that will have watched this deep into this clusterfuck of a panel.
Oh, trust me, Greg, they will. I enjoy Cars more as a movie. I think I recognize that WALL-E is definitely a better movie.
Oh, for sure. Look, Cars is a lot more fun to watch, for sure. WALL-E is a little bit more.
Say, I mean, WALL-E's depressing.
Exactly. Like, WALL-E starts with the entirety of all of human race just being gone from the planet and it being a waste zone. It's a lot more of a commentary movie. I just think WALL-E was a little bit more artistic and a little bit more, a little more depth to it. But which one do I want to watch right now? WALL-E or Cars? Which one had Owen Wilson? Wasn't that Cars?
Cars.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's go ride some Cars. I'd probably want to watch that because it's more fun. I think WALL-E's a better movie.
Remember when he wins at the very beginning of the, like when he's hyping himself up at the beginning of the movie, and he wins at the end of that race? It's so fucking cool, man.
It's basically like, it's this concept, right? Where like we all agree that Dark Knight is the better movie, right? It's a great movie, but you can't watch the Dark Knight all the time because it's so intense. Sometimes you just, Andy, that's right, have to watch The Heat starring Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock. It's a classic. Oh, yeah. They're on the same level of entertainment value, but one's just
Andy,
a slightly
a classic,
better made
though,
movie.
Right? We can agree on that.
I've never watched The Heat. I no, wouldn't know.
I'll buy it for you right now at Best Buy and run it over to your house. What do you want on Blu-ray or HD DVD?
You don't have to.
HD.
Bring him the HD DVD. That's
his Xbox is broken. He can't watch it on
HD. I have two broken Xboxes.
Shucks.
Sorry, Jeff.
Shucks.
One of them's
not that one bit at all. You know what I mean?
Did everyone get order their Xboxes yesterday? Wasn't that what we were supposed to do?
No, yeah. PS5s were yesterday.
Oh, shit. Tim, I got the wrong one. I got something called the Xbox 360. Is that right?
You can now play your HD DVDs, Nick.
No, you can't yet because remember you have to get the HD DVD attachment to the Xbox 360.
God. Oh, that's
what a
true.
Time.
God.
What a time.
All right. It's our final minute of the panel here, everybody. I need you all to clear your minds. Right. We're going to get one. No, we don't need to hear any more about HD DVD, Nick. We're going to start with Nick. Clear your mind. All right. Brandon writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny. You're stuck in a store overnight.
Mm-hmm.
What store is it and what do? Nick, go.
You're stuck in a store overnight, just a supermarket so I can eat myself to death in Oreos and go out like I've always wanted to go out. The King.
So again, it's an apocalyptic situation. There's no zombies. You're just trapped in a grocery store overnight and you decide to kill yourself. All right. Fine,
my message stands.
Tim, you are in a store overnight. What is it? What do?
I'm going to say we already did this as a Patreon exclusive topic. So people can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to find out what my answer is. And also we're doing a Patreon exclusive post show to this show. So come back, find this on youtube.com/kindoffunny. And then go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Give us some money. Watch the post show where all of us are going to continue answering questions.
Good point, Tim.
So you're, always making, you're making me end the show. That's what you're doing. All right, fine.
He ends another series.
I would like to be an IKEA.
Damn, Kevin with the fucking shots across the map.
I want to go back in time
and
Toys R Us.
KFAF is canceled.
RIP KFAF.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're kind of funny and we need your sub more than Funhouse. We've said it before. We'll say it again. Go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and support us there. And I know what you're saying. You're not really my cup of tea. Here's what I'll respond with. How many other fucking YouTube channels and podcasts have you seen RTX bring out in front of you and then they explode 3 months later and they're gone? All right? We're not going anywhere, motherfuckers. Get on the right side of history. When we're a bigger deal, act like you're in on the ground floor. It's fucking hard.
We might
I'm
be
so
shitty,
scared
but
when
we're
someone
here.
In like a year or two like uses this clip and says this didn't age well.
This aged like shit. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find us on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames or kind of funny. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Love y'all.